Sag dir mal, Amr Yehuda, aber ich sag schon vor, mein Bewurf, auf Papi und Schmied der Rova, der Wahr kommt, auf Papi und Schmied der Rova, all mir kommt. Bitte Wahr, Kuri Amr Lepligi, Radi Rabo Mashma. Ki Pligi bei Albir, Masov Meikor Mashma, Masov Rabo Mashma. A crisis speaks out of here, it doesn't mean only Meikor, but it's more Meikor than Rabo, so it's better to use a lamed, which is mashal haba, for the simple reason that all brachas you make before you do the mitzvah. For gemara meisvei, baruch hashem kachanu mitzvah zivonu al amila. And with the gemara, hasam hechi neima lomol leisagi de lav il mol. Explains Rashi, I can't manage without you. Halal, who's doing the meal? The moil. Says the gemara, but this gemara is a very interesting gemara. The gemara brings a number of rules. And when you say le, or when you say al, very not clear. The Rishonim over here have a yam of raid over here, a long rush, a long rain of prayers. They go through all the brachas of all the mitzvahs, trying to figure out some sort of detective story, what the kolam are, because the Gemara here says very few kolam. But there's a yam of things which don't shtim. Rishonim over here tried to carve out kolam. Perhaps we'll see all the kolam, perhaps we won't, we'll see. But Akapana, the Gemara over here says one rule, that if the person who's doing the mitzvah is not mitzvah in it, you can't say law. Law means, I was commanded to do it. The moral can't say law. He's not commanded to do it, so the moral says al. At kan de gemar. Effectively, what happened to Ben Ma'ikil Amema? But that's what happened to Navia Ben does the meal. So then he is commanded, and Achanami, he'll say law. At kan de gemar. The two horrors on this gemar, which needs to be got him shot. There's a Tosafot Rosh over here, and the new Tosafot Rosh, it's not in the Kovetz. Yes, it's very interesting, Kasha. He says that, why is the Yerman Diyom over here, who says that by Bir Chometz, you say Le? He says, by Bir Chometz, you say Le. Right? That was the most Kasha. By Bir Chometz, you say Le, Varas Chometz. And by Mili, you say Al. But by Bir Chometz, you say Le. Frick the Tosafot Rosh over here, and it depends who's doing it. I mean, if somebody else is doing the Bdikas Chometz for you, an outsider, so why is he saying Le? He's not commanded to do Bir Chometz. As I think Tzai Zorosh says, first Eretz is Baal Vadish, that generally speaking, the one who does Bdikas Chometz is the Baal. So the Gemara takes for granted that that's the standard Roch. In other words, by Mila, Kilu, the standard guy who does it, is a Moil. So the Moil says Al, because he can't say Le, because he's not commanded in the Lopsi. Well, he's the one who's commanded, somebody else can do it. Hashem Bdikas Chometz says Tzai Zorosh in his first Eretz, that generally speaking, the one who does B'dikas Chometz is the guy himself. Midui can tell you the Rosh that if somebody else would do it, so then maybe you're not going to be. He would make Al. What's fascinating is that Tzai Rosh has a second Teretz. Tzai Rosh has a second Teretz. What's his second Teretz? His second Teretz is that even when somebody else does the B'dikas Chometz, call Yisrael on Mitzuvim to do B'dikas Chometz that another Yid shouldn't be over on Bar Yirah. It's very interesting. The Tosafot Rosh, Chayra, I say the Chayra, he doesn't quote it. He's quoting a Gemara in Baba Kama Tzadachesam Ebeiz. The Gemara says in Baba Kama Tzadachesam Ebeiz that if somebody steals Chometz and somebody else comes along and burns it on Pesach, Tzadachesam Ebeiz of Baba Kama, somebody stole Chometz, and somebody else came along and burned it, B'mayid, he doesn't have to pay. Because Hakol Mitzuvim Levaroi. Everybody's chayav to do the Bir Chometz. You guys know? So Tosafot Rosh over here says an astounding chiddush. He says that if somebody else went ahead and did B'dikas Chometz for you, he makes a le. Why is it le? Because he's chayav to do beer. Because Hakol Mitzuvim Levaroi, there's an Indian to make sure that Eden aren't everybody who wants it. It's a very strange thing, by the way, that when it came to the mitzvah of B'dikas Chometz, yeah? When it came to the mitzvah of B'dikas Chometz, which we do in order to protect that the guy shouldn't come to buy Rabbi Motzei or other chashas, whatever it is, the whole world's have to do it. Atkidei chachta, when somebody else does the B'dikas Chometz for you, he can make a le, because he's commanded to do it. Emaisa Neira. Shaking Zach, Chiddush Neira. What's up, it's pumped by this mitzvah, it's on all of Klai Yisrael to do it. Atkidei chachta, he can say le, because he's commanded to do it. Azishnei Tezer Rosh, a very weird Zach. It's a Chiddush. And that's why he says that by B'dikas Chometz, the man never says Le, because why didn't we make a differentiation who did it? The Bailam did it, somebody else did it. So the first time, Tzai Zorosh says, the Bailam usually do B'dikas Chometz, which is true. My second Teretz is because everybody's been sort of to do it. The only thing I was thinking is that for yesterday's raid, I have a horror. I'm not asking a kasha. Yesterday we said that the Ran learns that the Bedikas Chometz, the Rabbanon, is a carbon copy of the Bedikas Chometz, the Raisa. It's the beginning of the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. And we spoke out that the Ran, the Shitas on Daf Beis, the Bedika and Beer are one long Mitzvah der Raisa, Mitzvah der Raisa. And the Rabbanon is a carbon copy of that. I find it very hard to understand that everybody's Mechuyev in that. I mean, if you learn that it's a Xera der Rabbanon, it's a new Mitzvah der Rabbanon, because we're afraid that the guy's bittul's not a bittul, or because of other reasons. Okay, I don't know, maybe you'll tell me that the Rabbanon put the mitzvah on everybody, go protect Klal Yisrael from eating. But if the Rabbanon was a carbon copy of the Deraisa, and the Deraisa was a prat in the mitzvah of Tashbisu, that lechor is a no-brainer that the mitzvah of Tashbisu was only said on the lecho, on the bialim. There's no mitzvah on Tashbisu on all of Klal Yisrael, me Deraisa to go ahead and get rid of everybody else's chometz. I find it hard to believe this place is a rush. I find it hard to believe Tzayis Rosh. I'm saying that this is only L'choyva, this whole fun stuff. Everybody's L'choyva to do it, because you have to make sure only fits in if the Mitzvah B'dikas Chometz is the Rabbanon Tekadetz. I don't know, maybe they expanded the Rabbanon Tekadetz, they gave it on everybody. If it's a carbon copy of the Deraisa Tekadetz, which is that Tashbisu means B'diku Bir, like the Ran says in Dabbeis, just be the Rabbanon, you have to rely on Bittul. I find it hard to believe that Tashbisu was said on the whole Klal Yisrael.
Ran himself says it, it's a
I know that it's the Takanos Chachamim, but the Takanos Chachamim we said yesterday is the Haschol of the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. We spoke yesterday about Rikos. I know that it's a Chachamim. Chacham said don't rely on Bittul. But why did he say yesterday, what is Bedikas Chometz? Bedikas Chometz is the beginning of the Mitzvah of Tashbisu, like he says in that base. Tashbisu for sure is not on the whole world. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying, let's go back there. Say, that's a din that you're not allowed to have Chometz in your house. It's not a din on down the whole world. Okay, that's all I'm saying. And over there you probably won't make a bracha, by the way. Yes, I don't know if you'll make a bracha on that, by the way. That's what I'm saying. The bracha over here is the bracha of Tashbisu, the Ran said yesterday. What the Ran said yesterday, the bracha of Eichna Badik is part of Tashbisu. You have to know over there if you make a bracha over there. When the guy stops by somebody else's chametz in his house, they have to give it. Yes, I am, was it? Akamar Lutz Kuvaita. Zaki Mabaita Mesi Bracha Shekhar Shem Bissan al Shchita. Pasanami Nema Lishchoy Le Sagi Delav Yu Shachat. Now, this is very interesting. What did Gemara mean to say? That the Sheikhid is not mitzvah, but the Bailam is? Well, the Gemara meant to say that Bashkita is not mitzvah, so to Shkita at all, you don't have to eat. The Gemara here doesn't, is a mile ahead to the Bailam. The Gemara doesn't say, what about the Bailam? But Mila, the Gemara says, what about the father? Because the father has, okay, I forgot to say, this is one of the few places in Shas where the Gemara says explicitly that a father has a specific mitzvah to be mal his son. We know there's a chiv on Bezdin to be mal, all that Re'elim and Klai Yisrael. This Gemara is one of the few places in Shas where there's a Mefurash Gemara that the father has a chiv to be mal his own son. There's a famous Chakira in the Achronim, in the Beis HaLevi, in Chelak Al Simin Yud, the Ketzoy speaks about it in Shem Pei Beis. Is a chiv on the father to do the Maisa Mila, or his chiv is to facilitate that the kid gets gemalt? It's not Gemina, whether he can make a Shliach. We don't say Shluch HaShal B'Kamoyse Mitzvahs B'Gufa, right? You can't send a Shleach to go Shekel Duluf. Can you go send a Shleach to go be Yetzi Yechiyah to your Malkit? But in this Gemara state, there's a mitzvah on the father to do the Mila. Yesh Lachkor doesn't mean he has to do the Maisa Mila, like all the mitzvahs. It means he's the one who has the daiga that the kid gets Gemalt. Then Afkamina will be, if he does it with a Shleach, or does he need to appoint a Shleach in order to go do it? Okay, we'll say it that way. Either way, Mitzvah. Why is the Hilchasa Albi or Chametz if Lame is a lot better? Big Tumun Rishonim, why Chazal Paskin this way or not? Tosis says it's not a hilchos. Yochol lemer afkein v'chulu. The ri motz loy motz a tam l'kol abrachas. The ri was miyayish. As Tosis over here, you can't figure anything out. What's going on? Lulav is a gantz ameiser. A gantz ameiser. We'll talk about lulav tomorrow with the Rambams and the Shas Yisraelis that we have in lulav. Let's go back to the kuli am mia. But everybody makes it clear. Meikar, we're in the bruchik. You have to make a bracha beforehand. Why? That's the my love. The whole shaila is live before, is live after. I'll be a bracha you have to make before, and that's clear. Otherwise, what's the whole tumult? What's the whole my love? Lamed over I'll. Minolam, how do you know? Call our mitzvahs a bracha over lasi also. All mitzvahs you have to make before the mitzvah. My mashma. Hi, over addition that do me who? Why does the word over mean before? Oh, and I'm going to probe by Yorot Achimat. There are a kicker by Yavor as a kushi. He passed him by. He went before him. Why am I going to over all the name? You buy a Yavor Malcolm with name Hashem Bereshon. Tomorrow we'll see Beirav. It's another whole tumble about Tefillah, whole Tifa Raid, which we'll see in the coming days. There's a lot to talk about here in the Lundas, but I want to lay the foundation of the Sugya before we start with the big Lundas of Lula, the Mitzvah's Tefillah. The Gemara here says in Yisoid that a person has a fear to make a bracha over Lasiyasim. What's the reason? So, there are three possibilities what the reason is, and we'll soon see Kama Vekama Vekama Nafkaminas. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Brachos Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Brachos Halacha Gimel. Let me see if it says it back here. Let me just check 1 second. Stand by. In the back over here, and Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, the back of his order. And Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says like this: Kishem shemavorchim al hanor, kach mevorchim al kol mitzvah u'mitzvah, ve'achakach yaso eisa. I repeat, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Kishem shemavorchim al hanor, the same way when you go ahead and you eat and you want to make a bracha on hanor, so before you take the hanor, you have to make a bracha. Before you do the mitzvah, make a bracha. So the Rambam says that the din that you go ahead and make a bracha before the mitzvah is kishem, just like by eating, you make a bracha before you eat. This Rambam is a chayra, not mashma like the two pshatim in the Ritva, who says two different reasons why you have to go ahead and do mitzvahs over lasi yasam. I'm going to build kama v'kama nafkaminas. The Ritva over here says, Two reasons why is make a bracha beforehand. Zokti Ritva Tu Pshatim. I want to read it inside. You have a credit? Shukar. Zokti Ritva, two reasons. Every liner asked me to stress that they're Hasidic reasons. He's telling you that way before the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, we have this Ritva. But the real answer to every liner's time is that you don't need to be Hasidish to have kavanah for mitzvahs and for dveikus. That's the real answer. Unfortunately, the Litvaks gave this up. That's what Rabbi Liner meant to say, if I understood it correctly. Zakhtar is all like this. Ritva says two pshatim. He says two pieces. One is, Kadeshi is Kaddish Tchila Bebrocha of Yigala Vyadia Shoresa is a very interesting shot. That's him, you can make a bracha after the mitzvah also. The bracha is a way of announcing that you're doing it in the Shem Shemaim. Yigala Vyadia Shoresa is a very mitzvah Hashem is Baruch. It's a way of announcing or proclaiming that I'm doing the mitzvah for the Ebershla. Shere Kijan Mitzvah Vitzivonu. In other words, you can make the mitzvah afterwards. Ba'oid. Ki habrochas me'avodas hanefesh, v'roi lahag me'avodas hanefesh, l'mayla she'avodas hagof. Tu pshatim. One pshat is that the brocha is a way of injecting l'shma into the mitzvah. So obviously you do it beforehand. In other words, the Eivishta, Chazal, Tanchi Knesset Gdele, who made Masakin, the Lashon of the brochas, they want people to do the mitzvahs properly. So the way they did is make a brocha hagof. Chazal who were massacring the brochas took on that the Eilim was going to make it say a kavana. You say a brocha, but we say a brocha, so you're not yetsa either pshat of the Ritva. Not that it is a nefesh pshat, and not the kavana l'shem shemayim. The person makes a brocha and mitzvahs with a brocha, makes with the right kavana. So you're proclaiming what you're doing it for. You're injecting kavana into it. Or, he says more, you know, more. That a person before you do avodas hakuf, you do avodas nefesh, which is for us. And bracha is avodas nefesh. Interesting, by the way. That means the Ritva calls a bracha avodas hanefesh. The bracha is not just the void. It means you're already beginning the mitzvah. You already has shaykhus. This is the avodah with the kuf, this is the avodah with the nefesh. But the bracha already has shaykhus to the ma'aseh mitzvah. It's the avodas hanefesh of the mitzvah. Then you do the mitzvah with your kuf. As I stated this before, very tifa zach. But the bracha is not stam up the bracha. And the Rambam chayv shteinish dasay. So I want to shtal a big machlekes over here, Rambam against the Ritva. The Rambam says that the reason why you make a bracha before the mitzvah is kishen. What? Hashem. The Rambam says kishen, just like by hanah, you make a bracha before you have the hanah, right? And not afterwards. It's likewise a mitzvah you make before. What he's saying is two things. What's the pashut pshat? Why by hanah you don't make the bracha afterwards? Because the pshat is that by hanah, the bracha is for the hanah. After the hanah, nothing to be chal on already. You already took it, it's gone. If the pashut pshat the Rambam is that the reason why you make a bracha before the mitzvah is because it has to have what to be chal on. Making a bracha means, by the way, you could even expand it. The comparison to eating is that the same way a person is not allowed to eat before you make a bracha, you're not allowed to do a mitzvah before you thank Hashem for it, or announce it for Hashem, or praise Hashem. When you want to drink, and when you want to take a dust, and you make a bracha on a mitzvah before you do it. Before you do a mitzvah, if you do the mitzvah, it's over. You missed the exit. That's the kishen. So the Pashut Pshat and the Rambam is that the reason why you make the bracha beforehand is because the bracha is chal on the mitzvah. The bracha will quote it as a permission to do the mitzvah, or it's a shvach for the mitzvah. But the point is that after you do the mitzvah, we'll take the kishem all the way. Why after you eat, you'll make a bracha anymore? Because it's not already finished. Nothing to be chal on already. You already ate. You took the hanah already without the rishos. Too bad. Too late. You missed the boat. By a mitzvah, same thing, kishen. The same way by hanah, before you take the hanah, you make the bracha for the hanah. Before you do a mitzvah, you make the bracha for the mitzvah. As they stay in the Rambam. The Ritva is saying different rate completely. The Ritva is saying that as far as that nekuda, there's no reason to make the bracha. You can make the bracha just as well afterwards. Just he says, there's an Indian to proclaiming, by the way, in the first pshat of the Ritva, the Ritva is mashma that the whole Indian of the bracha is also lishma. The whole Indian is to announce that you're doing your lishma. That's why you make brachas b'chal. Has no shaykhus b'chal to brachas hanah b'chal. No shaykhus to food. Has no shaykhus to achila. The second pshat is a word in the order. Akapanim l'chayr, we have over here a machlekes of what's together of making a bracha before you do the mitzvah. Is it comparable to brachas hanenin? And that's why it has to be beforehand, before you do it, before you take it, before, and then it's chal on the thing that I'm going to do now. Or it's these pshatim of the ritva, what Rabbi Liner called chasidish pshatim. Okay? I have an interesting nafkamina, which we're going to start to build now. One nafkamina that I have is a very interesting nafkamina. The Shagasari in Simuch Avov brings down a machlekes between the Rambam and Hagos Oshri. It's a long Shagasari. It's so gishmak, I was thinking of maybe just stopping this year for the next week. I'm learning the Shagasari inside for a whole week. But meanwhile, we won't do that. Yeah. The Shagasai in Simuch Avov brings down a fascinating machlekes between the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Brachos. Im Shachat Balei Bracha. Ein Echoizem Bavarach Asiyos, Lachain Koki Yetzim Bezer. I'm going to point out the Rambam for you the next day or two when we get to it. But I want to bring out the point. The Rambam says, let's say a guy did a mitzvah without making a bracha. Shachat. Shachat without making a bracha, okay? Shachat without making a bracha. Seriously, I missed the boat. Make it afterwards, right? I'll make it afterwards. So Dr. Rambam, no, I missed the boat. The ball game's over. Eina chayz amavarach acharas yosam. At kan the Rambam. We zan agros hashriyim in brachas. B'shem doros arua. Chol hecha shalei birach mekamei de mitzvah. Mavarach achar mitzvah. V'yayitzi deicham vazne. A world war. A baseline world war. The Shagazai starts off with Simuch Avov. He has a whole arifas over there from all over Shas. But he starts with the baseline machlekes. What happens if a guy has a mitzvah? I'm starting with a very, very baseline zach. A guy has a baseline shaila. A guy was supposed to make a mitzvah before, and he didn't make the mitzvah before. Can I make it afterwards? So let's make a judgment over here. We'll see. If I learn that it's a din that doesn't have what to be chal on. The same way by food, once you ate, missed the exit, too bad, there's nothing here anymore. The boy goes, what are you making the bracha on? That guy makes a bracha, he takes it in his hand, the cup of soda, he makes a bracha on the cup of soda, right? You hold the mitzvah. You drank the cup of soda, there's nothing to make a bracha on. The mitzvah's over, he finished walking into Mr. Bolt. So then I understand the Rambam, correct? The Rambam says, you missed the ball, you missed the ball. Too bad. If I don't like the Ritva, so I don't know. When the Ritva says, for example, his second shot, or Avodas HaNefesh before Avodas HaGuf. So that's a Siba, for example, in the chronology of the order of things. When you have two things to do, there's an Avodas HaNefesh, Avodas HaGuf, do the Avodas HaNefesh first. What happens if I didn't do it in that order? Do it afterwards. It's Avodas HaNefesh. Like the first shot of the Ritva, I'm not sure the Ritva says that the mitzvah is to put the Shema into the Zach. Did he mean to say that that's the whole purpose of Brachas? In which case, once you miss the vote, you miss the vote. Too bad. Or he meant to say that that's why it's first. But there's a Bazundu Takana Brachas. But kids are a very interesting shiloh. According to the two Shotim of the Ritva, and according to this shot of the Rabbam, who compared it to food, I have enough Kamina, a simple Nachmina, the Nachmina that the Shakasai brings down, a simple Chavav, where a guy did a mitzvah, he did make the Bracha. Does he make it afterwards? A simple Zach. Zach, which is the Gael of Meister, sometimes the person forgets. Do you make it after the mitzvah's over? Like the Rambam, the Shitasa, the Chayra, I understand that not, because if it's a Kashem, if it's the same exact as Hilchos as Hanoah, so there's nothing to be Challah, and the whole game's over. In other words, let's say I can say in the Tunis Chayas of the Rambam, either there's nothing to be Challah, or I'll say a different Zach. The Torah asked her to do a mitzvah without making a bracha. Right? The Torah asked her to do a ifud. You did it already, so what can you do? Too bad. Well, what's the bracha going to help now? Like the Ritva, who says reasons why this is first before that is what the Dana. Then maybe if I didn't make before, I'll make afterwards. But Machlekes was a Kadmoni Rishenim of the Rambam against the Ozru, and a fundamental Machlekes. If a guy missed it, do you make it afterwards? I once heard from a Basher, and I was a Bacher. I actually remember when I heard it. I once heard from a Basher, he wants a Taina. A slightly different nusach. I'm not coming to say something drastically different, but he stole an interesting hakira. Forget about the Ritva and the Rambam for a second, okay? He stole the hakira. I'm going to say it over the way I understand this hakira. Again, we have the Ritva, we have the Rambam. I want to put down a stamach hakira on kol mitzvus before chalem over lasi yosim. There are two ways to learn, he said. One way of learning is that I'm going to say it again in my nusach to make it sharp. One is what I call a din in the mitzvah. A mitzvah shouldn't be done before you make a bracha. That means the entire takana of brachas was, I want to point out something. The din that you make a bracha is not a deraisa. There's no pasuk in Torah says you make a bracha. There are one of them and you make brachas. It could be that mekoyrus and deraisa. But the whole concept of making a bracha is a deraisa, is a rabbanu dekadin. Watch. Tzad number one of the hakira is that the takana of chachamim was, what was the takana? The takana was not to make a bracha. When you have a mitzvah, make a bracha. The takana was, make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. I want to understand why I'm calling that a din in the mitzvah. Before you do a mitzvah, make a bracha. It could be that's what the Rambam meant to say, Nikashem, by the way. So it's not the pshat that, that's one side. So one side is that the takana of brachas, I say again, remember, brachas is a takana. What did the takana say? The takana said, this was the takana, before you do a mitzvah, make a bracha. The other side said of Asher was that two separate takanas. One takana was the Chazal said, make a bracha. Mitzvahs require a bracha. It's a shvach, it's a this, it's a that, whatever it is. They made another takana, which is the chronology. And when should you make it? It's two separate kedarim. One is mitzvah need a bracha. And the other thing is, and when do you do it? You do it before, you do it afterwards? You do it before. Call a mitzvah for achleim by relasi yosem. Now, it could very well be that I'm really saying over in a different way what I call the machlekes of the Ritva against the Rambam. It's true. But I'm crystallizing it. Forget about this. I'm saying a hakira. It could be that that's machlekes of the Rambam against the Ritva. But Yesh Lachkor, is the pshat is that the original takana was not make a bracha on a mitzvah. The takana was before you do a mitzvah, make a bracha. In which case, it's a davar pasha by me that if the guy did the mitzvah and didn't make the bracha, so you missed the whole takana, because the takana wasn't to make brachas. The takana was before you do a mitzvah, make a bracha. The other side is, the Chazal said, do a bracha. Now there's an additional din of when should I do it? Call a mitzvah bracha. That's why I call two takanas. We're going to see soon a big nafkamin of this read. Okay? That's one nafkamin. In light of this hakira, I want to say a murid de kazach. Look into this bilavar that issue to see today. Bilavar kuliyamo le pligi de la vol mashma. Interesting Zach. We're not knowing like this. The Rashba said, the Rashmi Shantz, the Rashba said, is not the Rashba, the Chidusha Rashba. The Rashba said that by the bris milah, there are two brachas you make. One is al milah, the moil makes, and then the father makes a bracha of what? Of lach nisoy. Le hach nisoy means future. So how can you do it after the milah? Said the Rashba, he changed the order in Klai Yisrael, and he said that you make it beforehand. He has two kashas on Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael makes the bracha of lach nisoy afterwards. One kasha is that, how can you make it afterwards? Lamed is mashmal lehabo. And the second kasha is, one is from the Loshin, and also, kol mitzvah, bracha, whoever lasi yasin, lach nisa bisho mamar bino, is part of the bracha, slowly. But later, Rebbeinu Tam says he's wrong. Why is he wrong? The paragraph, Elazar de Mila, Tanya, Hamol, Emrashe, Kichon, Mitzvah, Yisrael, Zivano, Ala Mila, that's the moil. Avia Beno, Emre lach nisoy. Stop right here. Mashmo la'achar hamila mekoymoy. It's mashmo after the mila. Slowly. First of all, he argues on the din. Slowly. His argument is on the din. You, the Rashba, say that you say la'achnisa before the mila? No. It's meforsh over there in Shabbos. You make it. No. Everybody wonders, where does it say over there that you make it afterwards? It says the moil does ala mila. And the father, it says la'achnisa. Where does it say he does it after the mila? Taiz doesn't say. It's very interesting. Taiz doesn't say what the right is. So, it's very interesting. The Tosfos in Shabbos, Afkuf Lamed Zayin Beis, brings down, and he says what the Raya is. The Raya is, because it says, after the father says, L'achmisa b'shav ha'avinu, what does the Tzibur say? K'shem she'nichnas l'bris, ken yikras l'vaseh. What's nichnas l'bris? It's before the bris. So the Tosfos in Shabbos, Afkuf Lamed Zayin, speaks out, that was Tosfos' Raya, that L'achmisa, you say after the bris, not before. Because it says that as soon as the father says lach nisoy, the belt says, everyone says, kishem shenichas lebris. What kishem shenichas lebris? He didn't go into the bris yet, that's beforehand. So that was the raya that Tosfos brought, that the Rashba was wrong. The Rashba wanted a taina that he said lach nisoy before the bris. It's not true, because it says over there that everyone says kishem shenichas, and the guy wasn't in the bris yet. Mozan did it afterwards. It's very interesting. That's what Tosfos meant over here. Tosfos doesn't say what his raya is. It's interesting. Rabbi Peretz over here in the back brings this raya of the Tosfos in Shabbos. But he says it as two rayas. He brings the raya, first of all, it's mashma, and then he says, and besides that, the Eilim says, Kishem Shemichas Labris, so vice versa, the bris already happened. But it's mashma that he had a raya without that. So some of the Lomdim want to time it, that well, there's a deletion over here in Tosfos, Tosfos doesn't say what he meant, okay? Some people want to time it, that Tosfos, since he doesn't speak out this kvetch with Kishem Shemichas that the bris happened, he meant Baal Batish. What do you mean Baal Batish? Some people want to time it, that's a hefsek. If the moil says, and then the father is going to do the hachnisoy, if it's going to be between the meal, the bracha of the mila and the mila itself, so the father is saying is a hefsek. Is that all the other one Tosfos? What does Tosfos mean to say? Tosfos says, it says over there that first the moil makes the bracha, and then you say lachnisoy. What Tosfos meant to say was, it should have been the other way around. First do lachnisoy, and then make the bracha of the mila. Because otherwise it's a hefsek between the mila and the wedding. Is that what Tosfos meant to say? Rabbeinu Peretz says there were two rayas from there that was after the meal and not before. One is because of this raya. So it says the father does this and the Eilim says Kishem Shenichas. What was the first raya? There's a hefsek. Ish Laim was Akaponim. Tosfos brought a raya, not like the Rashba Halacha. That we say Lachnisoy afterwards. And now there are two kashas. What are the two kashas? Huh? What are the two kashas? The two kashas are the Loshan's not true because it says Liv. Liv means future. The verse already happened. And second, what happened to Eir Lasi Yasin? Continues Tosfos and says. So now that Tosfos proved that the Rashba is wrong, you have two kashas now. How can you say le? The bris already happened. And B, it's Eirel Asiyos and it's not Eirel Asiyos. Ever Tosfos, two-part there. So Tosfos, Afak after lachnisa mashma lehavol lekosha. Delay al zeisa nachsa achshim avorach. I'm not making a brocha on this bris. Mishavecha moyi lekosh brocha shetivano al amila kushetov al yadoi. Viz tiknua kan legalos al adiyah shizu hamila nasa l'shem yachenim v'leil l'shem avarazov v'leil l'shem morna v'leil l'shem hagrizim. Slowly. Tosfos says, Lailam the Rashba is wrong. We say Lach Nisa after the bris. Aye, the Lashon's wrong. The answer is, we're not making a bracha on this bris. We're making a bracha to Shvach Tevash Bochum Boy from Kloli on bris Mila. See, if there's no problem, it's for the future. It's for the mitzvah of Mila in general that the Ebershter gave us a Mila. And when I say that, I'm announcing that I did it L'Shem Shemayim. In fact, Tosfos, Noch HaKasha. Ve'in Tzarech L'Varech Oyver La'asi Yosoy. What about the other Kasha? What about the Kasha of Oyver La'asi Yosoy? Says Tosfos Yisoy. That's only b'makom sha'oisa mitzvah hu mevarich. Aval kishem mevarich acher loy. Stop right there. Says Tosfos, another yisoid, a klal. this din of Oivir Lasi Yasa was only when the Oiseh HaMitzvah makes the bracha. When somebody else makes the bracha, there's no din of Oivir Lasi Yasa. So there's what to talk about here. First of all, Shtein Tais is a klal. How can you make the Hachnisa Bisa Shalav Avinu after the Bris? It's not Oivir Lasi Yasa. And says Tais is, whenever the person who's not doing the mitzvah, whenever the person making the bracha is not doing the mitzvah, there's no din of Oivir Lasi Yasa. Why not, by the way? So Rebbe Peretz over here in the back says, Vei Baal Batish. If somebody else is doing the mitzvah, you don't know if he's going to do it. So you can't go ahead and make it beforehand. So you make it afterwards. It's like Rebbe Peretz, what's up, Shabbos? If somebody else is doing the mitzvah, I can't make it beforehand. You can make it bracha, and he might not end up doing the mitzvah in the end. So the Mela, you don't make it before, and you make it afterwards. You know, nice and early. As they state before us, and Taisa Rebbe Peretz, very Baal Batish. Then when Taisa said it, you say it over here, that if somebody else is doing the mitzvah and I'm making a bracha, I can't do the din of Oivir Lasi Yasan. Why not? I can't do the din of Oivir Lasi Yasan because maybe the guy won't do it. So I have to wait till he does it. It's like this. Let's see. This Yisoid, that there's no din of Oivir Lasi Yasan when somebody else is doing the mitzvah, the Chayra should be told in the Machlekes of the Rambam against the Ritva. Correct? Does everyone agree? It should be told in Machlekes of the Rambam. What the Rambam say? Kishem. You make a bracha before the mitzvah, why? Because it doesn't want to be chalon. Afterwards, it doesn't want to be chalon. So why should it make a difference if it's somebody else or not somebody else? Who cares? What's the difference if it's somebody else or not somebody else? What was the game we're on? Because he has somebody else, it's not somebody else. Well, now he said, there's a din of kishem. That once the mitzvah is done already, there's nothing to make a bracha on. So if Tais is held that when you make the Achnisa Shal Avraham Avinu, there's a din of Oivir Lasi Yasan, because it's on the mitzvah of Mila, so the Pshat is, you missed the boat. What's there to talk about, Bachal? According to the Ritva L'Chayra, it's very interesting. What does Ritva say? Why you make a bracha before the mitzvah? Either because you're announcing that you're doing a Lishma, right? Or, Avodas HaNefesh for Avodas HaGuf, L'moshel, that the Elam agrees. The second Pshat of the Ritva, Avodas HaNefesh for Avodas HaGuf, doesn't apply to me, because I'm not doing Avodas HaGuf. What's the difference when I do it? So the Mashal, before I talk about Reino Peretz, the Etzim Yisoy that Tosfos said, that when somebody else is doing the mitzvah and I'm making a bracha, then there's no din of Oivir Lasi Yasan. It could be Tali, and this Machlekes of the Rambam and the Ritva. What's together? If it's together of Kishem, that the word is the mitzvah has to be done, or I'll use the Nusach of Rabashar. But the word is, if there's one takana that says that before you do a mitzvah, you have to do the bracha. So what's it going to help me that I'm somebody else, not somebody else? I'm going to say very sharp. That was the tzura of the takana. The tzura of the takana was that don't do a mitzvah without what he called. So why should somebody else be different? Mechatesi. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe by somebody else. Not like that. Not kishmak. But if it's one takana that the takana was, that means, I want to say something very interesting. I'm going on repeating that hakira. Chazal didn't say make brachas. Chazal said, before you do a mitzvah, make a bracha. That was the takana. Yeah, that was the gather of the takana. So what's the difference if it's somebody else or not somebody else? What do you mean? He'll make the bracha afterwards. What do you mean he makes the bracha afterwards? There was only one takana. If it's a gather that Chazal made two takanas, one is make a bracha on a mitzvah, okay? And second, there's a din of Oivir Lasi Yasan. If it's somebody else, maybe I don't have to have that chiyuv. Maybe I don't have that seder. I don't have that avodas hanefesh. I don't have that avodas hagof. I don't have all the reasons of the mitzvah. Yishlaim was a... It's interesting. Rebbeinu Peretz says something else completely. Rebbeinu Peretz says you can't rely on the fact that the guy's going to do it. So I end up being a bracha levatala. Fascinating zach. So, what do I say? Maybe, I don't know. It won't work in the Rambam. Okay, it won't work. I'm not saying it won't work in the Rambam. If you take the Rambam, it's an extreme point that the chefs of brachas and mitzvahs is before you do a mitzvah, go ahead and make a bracha. So it won't work either. I'm just saying, Rebbeinu Peretz has a third shot. I'm saying there are three approaches to this din of Tosfos. One is the Rambam. If there's one takana that said, before you do a mitzvah, make a bracha, I don't care if it's somebody else. What do I care if it's somebody else? Why should you do it afterwards? There's nothing to make a bracha on. Nothing to be chal on. The second pshat is the Ritva's pshat. Yesh la'ayin, if the guy's not doing the mitzvah, the mashal, there's no avodas nefesh, avodas hagof, it's two different people. The Rebbein Prince is something else. The Rebbein Prince is Baal Batish, who says he's going to do it. And then we allow you to do it afterwards. At Khan, Tesis. Frekta Marsha, Amorita Kakasha. Along the Shakasha. Frekta Marsha, I don't understand. Halloy, Marsha teaches us how to learn a Tesis. What did Taisus say? Taisus Takasha, how could all of Klai Yisrael say L'Hachnisa B'Brisa Shal Avraham Avinu after the Bris? Taisus had two kashas. One is Lamed. Lamed means future, and you already did the Bris. And second of all, what happened to the international call? Call of Rochus, Rochel, Mevel, Asi, Asim. So what did Tosfos answer on his first teretz, on his first kasha? That the lamed is okay because it's a brachas hashvach. It's not a bracha on this meal, it's a bracha on bichal to give her daughter kosh bracha. Effective marsha amori to kasha. So why does Tosfos then Tosfos says, what about the other kasha? Whatever last year, and that he says this yisoid because you're not the one doing the mitzvah. Effective marsha. Once you said yisoid that it's a bracha of the shvach, it's not on this ma'aseh mitzvah. So why'd I have to come on to a new teretz of Oyver Lasi Yosan? The bruch is not on the mitzvah, the bruch is a shvach takorosh brochu that he gave us mitzvah smilo. Azai frek de marsho akasha on Tosfos. That means once Tosfos taught us that the bruch is not on this ma'aseh mitzvah of the milo, it's on the general mitzvah of milo. In general, that Klai Yisrael gives her daughter takorosh brochu that he gave us the mitzvah of milo. And that's why you can do it, you can say le afterwards, because the le is not going on this milah, it's going on, what's the lashon of Tosfos here? Shvach umoyed shetzivonu al hamila kishet tovoy liyadoi. He gave us mitzvahs milah, so the le is on milah. Once you said that already, so what's the kasha now? For today's a kasha, what about Eivor Lassiyos? I took care of Eivor Lassiyos, it's not a broch on the mitzvah b'chol. It's a chapel otzim, mamash. I took care of Eivor Lassiyos, it's not broch on the mitzvahs b'chol. It's a shvach takoy brochu. By the way, Tosfos apologizes. And why do we say this shvach over here? Why don't you get up every morning before Birchas HaShachar and say, Lachnisa Shel Avraham Avinu? The answer is because we do it over here, the Chazal located over here to announce that you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim, not for the Zohar, yeah? But be'etzer, it's a shvach. So once it's a shvach, what's the kasha of Eivor Lassiyos? Tosfos has to come on to hold your side. And when somebody else is doing the mitzvah, there's no din of Eivor Lassiyos, a shocking zach. More than that, the Marsha brings out that the Rosh over here in the back is Mashma, that that's what he answered. In the Rosh, it's Mashma over here in the back, and Isaiah's Mashma in the Rosh and Shabbos that I asked you to see today. They're both Mashma the same thing. If you look at the Rosh in the back over here on Korban Asanel, Aleph and Beis, in the middle of the long stickle, where I pointed out to you to say, the Rosh is Mashma, then that's the Teretz of the Kasha. The Kasha was, what about Lachmisa? What happened to Eivor Lassiyos? And it says the Rosh is the Brichas HaShvach. In the Rosh and Shabbos, it's Meforsh like that. Then that's the Teretz of the Kasha of Eivor Lassiyos. So the Marsha does something fascinating. The Marsha stells a Machlekes, okay? The Marsha stells a machlekes about something which is a Birchas HaShvach, was it said the din of Eivor Lassiyosan or not? Tosfos holds that even though it's a Birchas HaShvach, but it wasn't said the din of Eivor Lassiyosan. It was said the din of Eivor Lassiyosan. That's why Tosfos has to come out to a new Yisoid. And the Rosh over there holds that once you tell me it's a Shvach, so the ball game's over. Machlekes, the Marsha stells a machlekes, Tosfos and the Rosh. What the Marshal's mashma is that Tosfos holds that once the bracha was a vekesh told on the bris mila, it has to be before the bris mila. Hagam that the bracha is a shvach. A modern machlekes between the Rosh and the Tosfos about whether or not something which is a bracha's hashvach has the din of oivra lasiyosin. I repeat, I want to sharpen what I'm saying. It's not stama bracha's hashvach. It's not ishtabach. Okay, it's a bracha's hashvach that was misukin on a mitzvah. That's the correct way of saying it. It's not a Birchas HaShvach. It's not a Birchas HaShvach. It means Chazal said make the Birchas HaShvach. And Chazal were misakin to do it on the mitzvah. A Birchas HaShvach, which is not the Birchas HaMitzvahs, but was a vekishtelt on the mitzvah, is there a din of Eivor Lassiyosan? That's the correct way of shtelling the machlekes. Tosfos holds that even though it's a Birchas HaShvach, and it's not a bracha on the Ma'aseh Mitzvah Bachal, there's a din of Eivor Lassiyosan. Still, Atke de Kach, the Tosfos has to go Mimrechem, being a whole new Yisoid, Kantz HaMaiseh, that when somebody else does the mitzvah, I don't have to do Eivor Lassiyosan until they're in a parrot's why, because he might not do it, Kantz HaMaiseh. And the Rosh argues, the Rosh says, the mini Tomei Zeshvach, the ball gives over, and what goes to Shiloh? There's a whole other pshat like this. Kama v'kama nekudas, which b'chayre need to be dealt with. According to the Ritva, I don't know the antithesis. What did Ritva say? Why there's a din of oivra lasiyosam? What did Ritva say? Why is there a din of oivra lasiyosam? Why beforehand? So Ritva said, for example, second shot, avodas hanefesh, avodas haguf. Brachas hashvach is not avodas hanefesh. Brachas hashvach is a shvach takorosh brochu. Why did they stell it here? Because the ground that's around the mitzvah. Doesn't make sense to me. In other words, they stelled it here because it's on the mitzvah. But it's a brachas hashvach. It's a avodas hanefesh. Maybe yes, maybe not. I don't know. But pashta is not. I understand that avodas hanefesh is that it's avodah of the nefesh on the mitzvah. So you make a brach on the mitzvah, that's the avodas hanefesh. Tam. A guy gets up and says a shvach takorosh brochu that this mitzvah is milo. When it will happen, that's called avodas hanefesh. Hard to believe. Or the other side of the ritva. That when you do it, so it's a way of announcing that you're doing it l'shem shemayim. You say that, so the mayo made the bracha of alamila. Why should the shvach be beforehand? That means there's no intrinsic din of oivra lasiyosan. Okay? That's good. So quicker mitzvah, I understand the Rosh. The Rosh says the minute it's a shvach, the ball game's over, has no shachas b'chal to the mitzvah. All your reasons why you do before the mitzvah don't apply. According to the Rambam, what does the Ilam say? This is very, very interesting. Chazal were misakin, okay? Chazal were misakin, they made a takana that before you do a mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. And the bracha that you make has to be chal on something. Kishen. So here's very, very tricky zach. I have a bracha that's not a bracha on the mitzvah itself, but it's a bracha on what? It's a bracha on the shvach. Correct? It's a bracha on the shvach. Would the Rambam apply over here and say kishen that the same way when you do hanoi, you have to do it, it's the same way it applies to the bracha on the shvach also? What does everyone say? I'm grappling, the Marshal Lechoyer is right. I'm trying to understand Shalom Taisus. It's Mephorsha Taisus who says that even if it's a Birchas HaShvach, but we felt the Birchas HaShvach was a Vekishtal on the mitzvah, you have to do it beforehand. That's what Taisus has to come on to Yisoy when somebody else does it. Why? It's a Birchas HaShvach, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's like the Ritva B'chal doesn't stop because B'chal doesn't do with the mitzvah. But like the Rambam also, what did the Rambam say? Why have to do it beforehand? Because the bracha is on the mitzvah. Kishem, the same way you have to make a bracha before you eat, because after you eat, the ball game's over when you do a mitzvah also. But this bracha is not on the mitzvah, this is a bracha on the shvach. What's that tesis? What's that tesis? Because I understand the chayyur that the only pshat I understand in tesis, and I heard this from Rabbi Moshe when I was a bacher, is what he said. It goes back to the nusach of the hakira that I said. It means in the world of the Rambam I don't understand it, in the world of the Rambam I don't understand it. But if, I'm going to say a slightly different nusach, and it goes like this. I said a hakira. What does Eivor Lasi also mean? Is Eivor Lasi also that was the means, I'll say it in a zanusa. Kol abrochus mevorach aleim over lasi yosam. That was the takana brochus. That's sound number one. What's the lesson over here? Kol a mitzvus mevorach aleim over lasi yosam. Mitzvus to make a bracha before him. That was the takana. The takana was before you do a mitzvah, make a bracha before him. That was the takana. It's not two steps. The takana was make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. Kol mitzvahs mevorach. Not the pshat that Chazal said the bracha needs to be over. The takana was make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. What I call a one-step takana. If that's the pshat, I don't see this. It's not a bracha on the mitzvahs. It's a bracha on the shvach. You'll tell me what the Marshal speaks out that the siva for the saying the shvach is the mitzvah. So what? So what if the siva for saying is the shvach? It's a halachi in birchas hamitzvahs. Birchas HaMitzvahs, yeah? Birchas HaMitzvahs means call up mitzvahs mevorachet. That was the takana. Means when Chazal were misakin, they weren't misakin that you make brachas on mitzvahs. That's not what they were misakin. They were misakin that before you do a mitzvah, make a bracha, the same way they were misakin that before you eat, make a bracha. So that's the bracha of the mitzvah. It's not a guy gets up and says, a shvach, lachnisa biso shavam avinu. It's nothing to do with that bachal. There's no reason why it has to be beforehand. So then the Rosh is about the right. Seder Basher, if I learn the second side of the Chakira, that the words call a mitzvah bracha, is also a separate takana. Call a mitzvah is, when should you make the bracha? That means, call a mitzvah bracha also wasn't the original takana, it was takana too. Takana was, make a bracha. Chazal said, a mitzvah requires a bracha. Why? Kacha. When should you make the bracha? Call a mitzvah, when you have a mitzvah, the mitzvah should be done before. That's how the seder the Chazal were misakin. Chazal were misakin that put the brachas before you do it. Seder Basher, that could apply to Shvach also. It means any time you have a mitzvah and you have a bracha that's around the mitzvah, anytime you have a mitzvah and there's a bracha around the mitzvah, I call it the word around because Chazal shtel davek that you make this Shvach around the mitzvah. So there's what I call a seder. I mean, I'm asking a very tifa shayla. The din of kol mitzvah bracha la'asasun is the din of brachas, or it's a seder what to do first. That's the hakira. If it's the din of brachas is before you do a mitzvah, make a bracha, that doesn't apply to Birchas HaShvach. That doesn't apply to Birchas HaShvach. So if the Elam notices, I'm cutting away from this Rambam and the Ritva, I'm saying a different Hakira. Is the din of Oyver Lasiyasan the din of Takana's brachas? The Takana was make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. I'll say it even better. Before you do a mitzvah, make a bracha. Say this, so then Birchas HaShvach doesn't apply to that. And the Rosh is about the right. The minute we take it out of the bracha on the mitzvah, the bracha is not on this Maisa mitzvah. Why should I do it beforehand? But if I learn the second side of the Chakir, is that there was a takana to make a bracha. And there was another takana, kol ha-mitzvahs, b'vachalim oivel asiyasa. Well, you do the mitzvah, make the bracha first. So then I could hear a very geshmak azach. That's what the Marshal is hinting at. This mitzvah generates two brachas. You hear the answer? This mitzvah generates two brachas. One bracha is a mitzvah, one bracha is a shvach. But the mitzvah generates two brachas. The mitzvah is mechayev two brachas. Why is the mitzvah generating two brachas? Like Tosfos speaks out, because there's a shvach and they stole it. But the mitzvah generated a chiyuv to say two brachas. I repeat. This shvach, by the way, is not voluntary. It's not like the guy says, I'm not in the mood of being mishabeh to cross bracha. We skip the bracha. You go to the bris. Yeah? He's up a whole night, kiddo learning, and he's groggy, and he says, I'm not in the mood of shvach. He's angry at Kosh Bochu, sugar came, all business. Okay? You don't have it, right? Nice to show you. Yeah? It doesn't work that way. It's not voluntary. You can't say, no, I don't want to be Mishavach. It's a chiyuv, chazal mesachin. So that means this mitzvah of milah generates two brachas. One is a brachas of mitzvahs, and one is a brachas of shvach. So now there's a din. Kol ha-brachah, kol ha-mitzvahs, all mitzvahs, when you have a bracha on the mitzvah and you have a mitzvahs, you have to do it before, and that's the same, the chazal resaken. But it's a separate entity. If it's a separate entity, that includes all brachas that the mitzvahs generate. But if it's not a separate takana, it's a din that before you do a mitzvah, make a bracha, that's only the bracha that I'm making on the mitzvah. The shvach stam, what it called? What's that to do with this mitzvah? I have no shachas v'chal to the mitzvah. It's not on this vice of mitzvah v'chal. It's not a shvach that Kosh Bochel gave us mitzvahs milah. There's no reason why I have to do it beforehand. So l'chayra, one second. Is l'chayra, the machlekes of the marsha, machlekes of the rosh, neged the taisus, very interesting, edel the case. I have a mitzvah that generated two brachas. One of them is a brachas of mitzvah, one of them is a brachas of shvach. Is there a din on over lasiyosan on the shvach? Taisus says, yeah, the rosh says not. It could be totally vaguely in the Ritvan the Rambam. I'm tying it totally in this chakira. Is it halacha in the seder hadvarim of mitzvahs and brachas? Or it's a din in the asiyas ha-mitzvahs that you're not allowed to do before you go ahead and make a bracha? And that's the machlekes of the rosh versus the places over here, the gabi the marshal. Tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, we're going to go very, very deep into the famous controversial Rambam of Lulav, Ein Hetev in the Mamre Kremis. Mitzvah Hashem tonight will be the